KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A movement calling for public healthcare services to be reserved solely for South Africans has accused the Human Rights Commission of putting the needs of undocumented foreign nationals first. Members of the March and March movement voiced their concerns during a demonstration at the Commission's Durban offices yesterday. The group was protesting against undocumented immigrants accessing free public health care. But the HRC says health services are a basic right that everyone is entitled to. Teresa Norke is one of the march organizers. She says they've given the commission 10 days to respond to their demands.
It's like they're putting the foreigners above us. One of the main reasons why we went there is to let them know that we are not going to stand for this anymore. So the CEO, he took our memorandum, he signed for it.
Solidarity and FlySAF Air have reached an agreement on picketing rules as the airline prepares for strike action by the union. Representatives met yesterday with the CCMA acting as mediator. Solidarity's Helgard Cronier says staff members are locked in a wage dispute.
So now we need to finalise our balloting process and then we are in a position to issue a strike notice.
Cronier says trust between pilots and management is broken down, with many staff feeling exhausted.
It's unpredictable, so he can't organise his personal life. It has a really bad impact on their well-being and the way, you know, that they spend time with their families. And from that base, we started the negotiations and we haven't been able to find each other, you know. So one can look at our demands, which is 10.5% for the first year, CPI plus 4.5 for the second year and CPI plus 4 for the third year, and say that it's very high demands.
A date for the strike has not yet been determined yet. In response, FlySAF Air says it's proactively announcing schedule changes, which may affect flights between the 22nd and 28th of July as a precaution. And Ellen Chang, a woman whose home was destroyed in the April 2022 flood, says she's humbled and overjoyed to finally have a roof over her head. Thembele Shangase received a new house today from East Coast Radio and other sponsors in honor of Nelson Mandela Day. The grandmother says after being let down by broken promises, she'd lost hope of ever living in a warm home again.
I'm so humbled because I wasn't expecting this. I thought I was going to receive a two-room, but I see a mansion. There are no words to express how grateful I am to everyone who helped me build me and my family a new home.
East Coast Radio's Managing Director Mzivele Mthethwa says they hope the gesture reminds people like Shangase that they're not forgotten.
Today is a special day. It's a humbling day to see the spirit of the people of KZN come to life. If you wanted a demonstration of Ubuntu, this is it. This is our people in KZN saying we want to see everyone in the province live a life full of prosperity. I'll be gone, gone.